Last night, the AFL announced its All-Australian team for 2019. Shannon Hearn made the final cut, but once again, he was overlooked as the All-Australian captain.
The selectors instead gave that honour to Nat Fyfe from the Dockers. And in fairness to him, he's had an outstanding year as well. And also, he's the captain of his football team. Nat joins us on the line now. Welcome, mate, and congratulations to you.
Morning, Russell, Nadia. Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Well, how does it feel, not just to make the team, but to be declared captain?
It's very humbling. I'm not actually sure where it ranks because it's an honorary position. The team's not exactly going to go out and play anyone. The players didn't pick the captain. I didn't necessarily put my hand up for it, but it feels pretty good all the same. And to have Shannon Hearn, both the West Australian captains, acknowledged, I think is pretty important for WA footy.
There was some speculation straight after the coverage. And, I mean, you're just sitting there looking, you know, gorgeous with your teammates, lots of people taking photos, and you're having a nice chat and a chin wag. The whole time that's happening, there's commentary going on around you. This is a little bit... This is David King, North Melbourne champion.
No. West Coast disrespected because they won the premiership. He's the captain. He's in the side. Why couldn't he captain this?
The best player. We're just giving it to who we think is the best player.
Now, so there was speculation about, was it disrespectful to Shannon Hearn and all of this sort of stuff? Now, I need to tell you, as a West Coast supporter, I do not feel that way. But, I mean, it was amazing that was the buzz straight afterwards. Have you been able to stay away from all of that chatter, or are you in the middle of it?
Oh, a little bit. I know it's going to come. I think it's quite a realistic opinion to hold. And I sit here as a captain of a team that I haven't been a captain of a finals match yet. Shannon Hearn, captain of the team to a grand final, and did an unbelievable job last year. So I think it's a realistic opinion, and potentially my credibility should be questioned. If we were going out to play an actual fixture, I'd be more than happy to sit in the co-pilot seat behind Shannon Hearn. But I think we're all debating to a granular level the importance of a role that really doesn't mean much. So, I think it's realistic and it's going to grind the gears of West Coast fans. I understand that, but
I don't mean it to be disrespectful because it's like you're the imaginary captain of an imaginary team. It's like really people should not be putting that much weight into it. But there is an enormous honour attached to it and you should feel very proud.
And WA footy's the big winner, let's not forget.
Mm.
That's the one. We're the conquerors of the useless with this team and we'll all get really upset and our opinions should be heard and validated. But in the end, I'm really humbled and grateful for the position. I'm sure Shannon is as well. And good luck to him and his team in the finals.
Oh, good on you. Nat, as a Fremantle member, I've got more important things to worry about, like news that Brad Hill has confirmed he wants to be traded back to Melbourne. How do you react to that news?
Yeah, Brad and I have had a number of chats over the last couple of weeks, and in particular the last few days. It's a difficult position as a Fremantle captain. I really want him in the team. I'd love him to stick around for the next 2 years and honour his contract. But as a friend, and I understand the reasons he wants to go back, the family connection, the position he can put himself in financially to set himself up for life after footy. So there are real reasons, and the AFL is moving constantly to open up these pathways for player movement with in-season trades and the mid-season draft and things like that. So it's not a great position to be in. We'd rather have him, but it's not unrealistic.
Are you feeling the pull to Lake Grace?
They keep throwing the captain coach position my way, but it's just a carton of beer and a pack of peanuts.
Stay strong, stay loyal. what about Ed Langdon? Any news on whether he'll stay with Fremantle?
Yeah, and unsure on his position. I'd be sort of watching over the next couple of weeks to see what happens. He has indicated his desire to go back to Melbourne and explore his options there with his family. It's always the hard part for West Australian clubs to try and retain players. And it's even more difficult for us at the moment with uncertainty around our CEO and senior coach. So he's been a great servant for the club for a number of years. If he was to go, it would be disappointing to lose a mate and a teammate, but it would go with my blessing.
We're talking with Nat Fyfe this morning, the All-Australian captain on ABC Radio Perth, where it's 20 to 8. We've got news coming up in about 5 minutes.
More importantly, Fremantle, Dockers captain.
Oh, I forgot
the saying. That's for sure.
I mean, you know,
the more important captain role.
Because you've just taken it's like you've taken the crown off him. A panel's been set up, Nat, to choose your new coach. I notice your old teammate, Luke McFarlane, is on it. What sort of input will you have as captain on the selection process?
I think I'll have as much input as appropriate. I'll work with Peter Bell, Stephen Mann and Luke McFarlane just to give my opinion from a captain and player level. There's probably a level of appropriateness in that I can't be too overt with my opinions. The tail can't really be wagging the dog. So if they come to me and they want to know my feedback, I'll be more than willing to give it to them. But their panel is established to pick it on their own right.
What do you want in a new coach?
I want someone who's going to take us to a premiership. Can I leave it at that?
Yeah, me too.
Fair enough.
Me too.
Yep. It's hard to know because there's so many different styles and who is actually ready for a senior coaching job. You don't really know until they get in and get to work and see what they can do. So it's hard to anoint someone as being ready in the next person.
Carlton players and supporters were pretty much responsible, you feel, in getting David Teague to the position. You know, they were involved in it. It was a bit weird to watch. Do you think that, could you imagine a player's push becoming public to try and get one person over another?
I think it does hold a little bit of weight, but Carlton would have gone through all the right channels and weighed up all the right options as to who would be the best person long term. I think now with how powerful social media is, there are boards that are sort of garnishing, galvanising the opinions of the people to help direct and guide their decisions. And again, that's not the tail wagging the dog, but it's just trying to feel the room, see what the energy is. But I'm sure our panel that has been put together to select the coach will select the right person on their merits.
And Nat, I have started a campaign called J-Lo for Frio. You're welcome to join if you like. I can send you out some posters.
Please do. That's pretty catchy.
Yeah, see? He's on board. He's on board. Now, look, it was very nice to get an email from you this week, Nat. Thank you very much. It's always good to see you pop into my inbox. I pay for that privilege, actually, Russell. But there was a very serious message for supporters because, we've been starved of success the last few years. We've no finals for 4 years. Membership numbers are dropping. You know, what is your message to members, to supporters who are listening today who maybe are feeling a little fed up?
Yeah, I think the reason for doing the email and a few more public media appearances just to have a bit more direct communication with the people that matter most, which is our members and supporters. A bit like us as players, there is some uncertainty. But once the dust settles on the season, it is about a call to arms from the people of Fremantle. Say, look, we've been through this before. It's not the end of the world. We thank Steve and Ross for their enormous contribution to our club. But let's get on board and get behind the next people and really take this club forward. All the good work that we've done over the last 4 years will not disappear. We'll pick up where we left off. We'll go into season 2020 with a reasonably healthy spine. And if we can get good player availability, there's no reason why we're not playing finals.
Nat, in the 20 seconds we've got left, are you going away for the off season?
I've got to have some surgery. The Peru travel surf trip is on hold at the moment, but we'll see what happens.
That's okay. Your body's more important, mate.
It is.
Congratulations again. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, guys. Love the program. Thank you.